we are going to look at what has become a controversial matter in so many factors. You have God's creation of man. How did he do it? You have issues related to naturalism in the last few centuries. Now you have issues related to biological sex versus gender, and so on and so forth. And so let's get down to what did the scriptures principally teach about the essential nature of humanity. How did God create man? God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. So first we see God created man. There was not a natural process. Adam had no ancestors. God created man, male and female, out of the dust he created them. So they were a special created man, a special creation, and then out of man he created woman. And there's a folk etymology in Hebrew. So ish is man, isha, and that ah at the end has become the feminine, but it also can be a directional. I'm going away out of something. So that's the folk etymology. But the idea is that male and female are essentially created by God out of the dust without any ancestors. And he did so after his own image. So God created man, male and female, in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And so you have likeness and image, and there have been, over the millennia, many ideas of what is the image of God in man. And then you get into questions after the fall. Was it destroyed? Was it merely marred? What is it? There are good theories. There are less helpful theories. There are erroneous theories. And we could spend time on many of them, but ultimately, what we see in there is that God is making man as his vice regent. So Adam and Eve are regents and that God sent upon the earth, male and female, he created them after his own image and likeness, and he gave them, we'll get to the dominion mandate, including being fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. And so we see that it has to do with his function as much as, not, these aren't in conflict, which often is the error that arises, but he does so because he's given him a special gift, and so it's an office as well. So God created man, male and female. And so we see this especially in our day where we have the political attempt to overthrow the idea of male and female. That's why you can see on various things, you know, I think it's Facebook has 20-something different supposed genders. And so they would not deny, well, some would, but most would not deny that there is a biological male and female, but they would deny and say that everything else is a social construct. And so we see all of this just as Darwinism, just as many other movements have been an attempt to dethrone God, so the modern gender confusion is as well. So God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge. So he gave him a particular knowledge, and have put on them new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of his creator. That's Colossians, but we see that God, when he created Adam, he gave him certain things. He revealed to him the way of reality. And we see this even in the probationary commandment given, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it's important that we see that this is a probationary commandment. It's not that this tree was special in the sense of, oh, he's just got a, you know, he's got a bunch of these trees, but this is the one tree that has what he really needs. No. He picked one tree in the midst of a bunch of tree of an orchard and said, this one don't eat from. But you can eat from all the other trees in this orchard. That's the probationary thing. And so he gives him this knowledge, but he also gives him knowledge so that he can name the animals, as we see, and that he can conduct his, you know, to work and to till the garden. And he gave him a righteousness and a holiness. And so as the Christian is redeemed and the Spirit is at work within him, he's put on a new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. And so there's this righteousness and there's a holiness which we lost in the fall and which Christ is restoring. And so these were given to Adam in his creation. And finally, like I said, the dominion mandate. And God blessed and said them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." So this mandate was given as part of what it means to be in the image and likeness of God. It's to fulfill this mandate. Obviously there have been abuses, and because we see many who will argue that, oh, this is what leads to strip mining. Well, no, because if you take, you know, the stewardship of it seriously, you don't strip mine. You don't, waylay the and seek to lead to extinction whole species as a part of your mandate. Now, extinctions are going to happen, and things are going to happen, but that's not a right use of this mandate. And so all of these are at the essence, you could say, of really humanism's revolt against the Creator, even up to this current day, because it seeks to make man the measure of all things as opposed to God, because the knowledge that Adam was given taught him that he was a steward, and instead he sought to become the master. So God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. And all of these are essential to what it means to be human, and all of these, you can say, and you can see, are at the heart of the current revolt against the Creator, going back to, well, the garden. Thank you for joining us, and God bless.